Chapter 29, Hiring. After interviewing, hopefully you have found a candidate you believe will be a strong addition to the organization. You need to prepare an offer and close the candidate. Much of the hiring process will be dictated by HR compliance and compensation, but there are some essential points for the hiring manager. First, if you have found a truly strong candidate, then it's critical to move quickly. Strive to produce an offer in 24 to 48 hours. Beyond that, you may lose a good candidate. And even if not, it demonstrates to the candidate that the company has a hard time making decisions, which is not a good look. Second, take reference checks seriously and do them personally. Don't delegate this to anyone else. Be sure to ask if the person would hire the candidate again. One of the most important goals of a reference check is to try to identify candidates that are going to prove toxic due to their personality. Most such people can hide the problematic parts of their personality during an interview, but their previous employers know. During a reference check, people are often reticent to share negative information, so be sure to give that person every opportunity to share what they are willing to. Note that an email reference check is rarely useful for this reason. A call or meeting for a coffee is much more likely to yield useful feedback. But go beyond a reference check. One of the surest ways today to spot toxic personalities is to explore the candidate's behavior on social media. Find their profiles and look at how they interact with others. Do they have thoughtful, respectful interactions, or do they assume the worst and respond before thinking? If the candidate is consistently rude in public on social media, it is very likely they will eventually act the same at work. The official offer may come from HR or from the hiring manager, but in either case, what is most important is that the hiring manager call the candidate and explicitly tell the candidate that if she joins and commits to putting in the effort, then she promises to personally invest in coaching and developing the candidate to reach her potential. If the candidate is especially good, it's very possible that she will receive multiple offers. And this is when I would typically request that the CEO or other key leader reach out and offer to talk. This sends a very valuable message to the candidate and can also help get the relationship off to a good start. Realize that while an offer for employment is made on behalf of the company, the hiring of talent is personal, a personal commitment from a manager to the personal and professional growth of an individual. And the personal commitment of the new hire to contribute to the vision and success of the company. For most candidates, having someone that is committed to being in their corner and actively working on their behalf to help them grow professionally is more important than any other factor. And of course, the hiring manager will need to fulfill that pledge. Sidebar, span of control. Span of control refers to how many direct reports a manager has. Many companies have standard ranges, but if a company is to make a serious investment in coaching and product strategy, this will impact the number of reports a given manager is responsible for. Every people manager's first responsibility is to coach and develop her people. However, depending on the type of people being managed, the amount of time required for that coaching can vary substantially. Here are the primary factors to consider. Level of operational responsibility. If your role carries significant operational responsibilities, such as product strategy, design strategy, and architecture/tech debt strategy, that will consume real time. Level of experience of employees. Many companies have little choice but to hire people that are inexperienced in their new roles and to coach them to success. There is often such fierce competition for talent that companies either have to pay extraordinary salaries or hire based more on potential than proven performance. This can work quite well, but with two very important caveats. First, the hiring manager must be skilled at coaching and willing and able to provide the necessary time and effort. Second, it requires a smaller span of control, For example, the manager might have 4 to 5 direct reports rather than 6 to 8. Level of experience of manager. Similarly, the experience of the manager plays a significant role in the appropriate span of control. Just as with any skill, coaching skills can be developed, and an experienced manager who takes pride in her coaching gets substantially more efficient and effective in developing her staff. Organizational complexity. Finally, and this is often counterintuitive, in larger organizations, the amount of connecting the dots and managing up and across the organization goes up considerably. Some of that is simply a function of the number of dependencies, interactions, and resulting communication, but some is a function of the interpersonal dynamics, aka politics, of large organizations. Ratios. So how many people should report to you as a manager? The smallest span of control within the broader tech product organization is typically a group product manager, which is a player coach role where the GPM is responsible for at most 2 or 3 other people. The largest span of control is typically an engineering manager, where it's not uncommon to have as many as 10 to 15 individual contributor engineers of varying levels. Most fall in between, somewhere on the order of 5 to 7 direct reports. Some companies pride themselves on having very flat org structures with a large span of control, but in my experience, those companies are paying a substantial premium for experienced talent, even at the individual contributor level. That or they don't care at all about coaching and developing their people.